You'd like to.
Mm-hmm. But can you?
I don't know. I don't have a horrible producer because I don't have every single one memorized.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Like how last week I called Jason Biggs Jason Schwartzman.
Yeah, I remember that.
It wasn't until everyone else was like, wait, no. And even tried to start, we were way off on Jason's all of last week.
Jason
Biggs became Jason Schwartzman, became Jason Alexander.
Yeah. Yep.
That got messy.
It did.
And I think from now on for first rounds for Movie Bluff.
That's what I should have done on the way here. I totally forgot to explain the new rules to Jake.
There's new rules.
New rules.
Basically a different game at this point.
Yeah, now it's not rotational, it's buzz-in. It's game show style.
I like that better.
Yep.
But now we're going to start out to gauge guest reaction time by automatically instigating the four-second rule for either of us. And then, you know, repeal it if necessary. Because you ran the table for about 4 to 5 minutes of the game from the get-go. If they're seasoned, then we can, you know, start from nothing.
Well, you know,
but
okay.
I think especially with the reaction,
yeah.
it might be worth our
okay.
time to at least, you know, crawl before we walk.
Katie, I'm gonna need some flashcards
well,
for this game.
Neither
I haven't gotten any better.
The rules. That was
and yet both of them had listened to multiple episodes too.
Yeah.
So.
Or so they say.
Jeff had commented on a couple of them, actually.
Yeah.
Or at least maybe he crapped out halfway through, didn't listen
Jeff.
To the game.
Could be.
Because he also was just like, oh yeah, let's just start with some games. Like, no.
That's not
how it works.
The way I picture it going is like Jeff listening, but talking back at it. So that he's not really listening to the episode. Like, he's just conversing with it. Snippets.
He's guest number three
every time.
Every time
he listens, he inserts himself.
I know that's what I said.
I'm sorry.
Are you though?
No. Not even remotely.
Get some headphones going here.
Awesome.
Oh, by the way, check that out.
What
is it a burn?
Yep.
Ow.
That's what happens when you put sunscreen all the way to here.
Yay.
Yep, your wrist got burned.
Yeah.
Oh,
that looks painful.
It actually isn't.
Is
it's just kind of.
It's a nice red. It's because you've got the Irish skin, like
yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
So.
The best part is just one random circle. I obviously like touched my hand, but didn't actually like push it around.
I once got one where like I was out tanning and like I had my hand right here for a long time, and I just said the really awkward. Like,
finger marks.
Was it yours?
I did the trucker arm where there was a perfect line right here.
Excellent.
It was like a perfect straight line. So it was like burn and then nothing.
Let's get the mics into position so we can record this glorious conversation about sunburns.
It's picking up okay with my ambiance microphone. Ambiance. It's not
yeah.
Right,
serving the purpose of the mic.
No. Like, how it's weird whenever I repeat the score after you repeat the score, after you reveal the score for all the games, because it, like, you can easily hear you, and then I'm just saying it again as if no one can hear you at
well,
all.
Well, they can't really hear.
Well, if...
Unless
can
you
hear
just
you.
Want me to lean in closer and just say it clearly.
Yeah, I might bring you in on this, since I don't have...
I have to move it, I'll move myself.
I don't have a pop filter on this one, so it's easier.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Well, especially if someone is listening to the podcast in the car or something like that, Katie's voice is off mic, and they're not going to be able to hear it in that case.
Though you could hear the car alarm last week.
The second one you could hear.
Yeah, the first time when I'm complaining about it, there's nothing going on. But the second time, I was actually getting ready to take a shower. I was like, wow, somebody has really... Oh, it's us.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that it happened that second time. Until I forgot to touch the window.
Yeah.
Yay.
Okay.
It's a cute dress, Kelly.
Thanks.
Where did you get it?
Target.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's my girl.
Okay. I'm a fashionista like
that. Massimo?
Maybe.
Probably.
Could be.
It looks like pattern that they might do.
Probably.
So for both of you, the windscreens are a little bit wonky. Yeah, that word. So yeah, just kind of, if you position it kind of like how I've got mine, where there's a little tiny space between the mic and the actual, or the windscreen and the actual mic. And
feel free to get re-intimate.
Yep, yeah. Make love in this
nice and close.
Hello.
Is that okay?
Yeah, you're getting there, and you can pull them a lot closer to you, too.
I don't.
What? Oh.
Yeah, you can take the whole thing. And
oh.
There you go.
Thanks, Kelly.
You found it.
All right.
There you go. Okay, and I'll be playing with the levels and everything, too, to get
sure.
it matched up. Yeah, I was just thinking about when I went tubing with some friends on the Upper Iowa River back in the day, and I put sunscreen on, and I had... When we were done, I had a little wedge of burn right here on my shoulder that I missed for, like, the rest of the summer.
Kind of like how people do the...
Playboy bunny?
I was going to throw a lot of judgy words out there with that, so I thank you for cutting in.
Yeah.
I was going to get mean for a second.
Yeah.
Also, because I'm not allowed to do that.
Well, you could. It would just be really awkward.
Yeah. Or I feel... What could be the male alternative to that?
What are you talking about?
When girls put the sticker on, and then the tan, and then they just have the whorish outline.
Katie's making a very angry put-out face right now.
Yeah.
It's trashy.
I don't like whorish activity.
And so I'm thinking of the male, like...
You put, like, maybe a star or a heart or something in
that. A heart, I don't know about that. Maybe, like, a dragon on the side. It would just be a really big one.
Yeah. I was thinking it'd probably be the same class of person who, or for males, that would do it. So it'd be, like, the Jägermeister deer,
like a
kind of thing.
Some tribal something.
Oh, yeah.
It would be something tribal.
Isolated tribal.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Or fake abs.
Yes. Yes.
Just tan them in there.
That'd be beautiful.
Though I guess you'd have to do the inverse of that. You'd have to do sunscreen except for your ab
except
spots.
Mm-hmm.
Because they would have to be shadows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you tan in reverse.
Fake abs. That reminds me of... a photo that someone showed me recently of two guys with beer guts, like pressing their beer guts against
the
fence.
Yeah.
So it looks like they have a six pack. But they're just like huge square.
It's like bulging.
I'm trying not to picture it, but I can't.
It's so great.
Not.
So attractive.
It's awful, but it's also hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, all right, this is pretty good.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They know it's funny.
Yeah.
Worst burn ever stories. Ready, set, go.
I'm terrified of the sun. I got sun poisoning once. I was
what?
With Liz Zabel and her parents. We were canoeing down the St. Croix River, and I always wear long pants. I never wear shorts ever, and so it never occurs to me to put sunscreen on my legs. And I had probably from, like, my mid-thigh all the way down to my foot was like a lobster for weeks, and I got very, very sick.
Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah.
My Irish skin reacts very negatively to the sun at first, so instead of burning, I'll just get a rash.
Mm.
Though, for fun burn story number two for today, just the back of my calf is burned as well.
Wow.
Like, of everything, it's just like...
How did you manage that?
Magic.
Irish magic?
Yeah.
It's his
Irish magic.
Leprechauns were kicking me in the back of the leg. That's why it's red.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah. I can't really think of a lot of sunburn things.
I don't burn, ever.
Not
to,
we all hate you.
Not to be a dick about it, but yeah, I I just don't.
The worst.
That's sorry. Lucky.
Sorry about it.
So either you're really responsible or we hate you.
But yeah, I just get this. I just get tan. I don't know. I've never like burnt unless I was out in the sun for 6 hours with no sunscreen. But which has happened. Which has happened. But.
But you just said you don't burn, so.
Which is it, Kelly?
Yeah.
Well, I burn under extreme conditions. How's about that?
Okay, I'll take
that. Does that count? Yeah, okay.
No worries. Yes.
Yeah.
I don't really burn on my arms or my face or anything like that. It's mostly just right in here because this sees a lot less sun. So, yeah, my chest.
I did like the ability just to let people imagine. It's like, right here. Where?
Where could you possibly be pointing?
That doesn't get a lot of sun.
I think he's pointing at his feet. I bet he wears lots of shoes.
Imagination.
Oh, that made me think of that South Park episode with Imagination Land, the Imagination song.
Imagination.
No. It went up right there. No. Imagination. I just enjoyed that.
Cute.
Yeah.
I think we hit a lull somehow.
It's slowly turning into one of those warm summer tapings.
Yeah.
It's not aggressive, but I think everyone's mind is, hey, there's a holiday in 2 days, so I'm just going to go to low power right now.
Yeah.
Hibernate. Possibly. I don't
know. I know I'm hibernating.
And there are some of us who are just like...
building up now.
Yeah.
Packed full of Taco Bell, experiencing a little bit of that food coma.
Some of us.
Some of us. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanksgiving, but with... Oh, did you hear? Have you listened to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me recently to find out the new stuff about Taco Bell or paid attention to Taco Bell in any way, shape, or form?
No.
They are renaming a number of items on their menu to not include the word meat, but instead change it to... protein.
Are they no longer legally allowed to call it meat?
For certain things.
Ah.
What items on the menu have meat in their name? I know like beef is one, but I can't think of anyone that they're like, here's a meat taco.
I think they're kind of all encompassing, like the chicken ones, those are pretty sure they're
Hopefully chicken.
But maybe.
But I think it's beef, meat, and there's something else that kind of gets in there, and so now they're just calling them protein.
Protein. So like a protein crunch burrito.
Just so that no one can sue them anymore for false claims of meat and beef. Hmm. Or possibly just beef. I'm pretty sure it might just be beef. But
protein burrito sounds so weird, though.
It's futuristic. You're getting your nutrients.
It sounds healthier.
I was just going to say that. It sounds like something you eat after a workout. Like, oh, I'm just going to go and get my protein burrito.
A protein shake and a protein burrito.
It could legitimize a lot more visits to Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Hit the gym, hit Taco Bell, hit the showers.
Protein cinnamon twists.
Ew. Even in this real sense, that sounds horrible. Who put beef in my cinnamon twist? Don't worry, it's protein. Ooh.
Oh.
Protein apple empanadas. Protein choco taco.
Oh.
They used to have choco tacos.
They didn't have choco tacos.
Choco tacos were disgusting already, though. I never had a good one.
I liked
the one with the ice cream?
Yeah, the one with the ice cream.
Those are wonderful.
Yeah, they're great.
Every shell that I had was never... flavorful. They were always soggy and unfortunate and kind of depressing all in one go.
Haven't they started chocolate coating the shells so they're a little more...
I gave up a while ago.
I understand. You had a bad experience.
I remember going to the Walgreens in Minnetonka and buying one, like biking over there and getting one and biting into it and just looking at it with disdain. And then throwing it away. It's like, that was hard-earned money as a kid. And yet I was still willing to throw away that thing because it was that bad.
I ate them every day in middle school. We had a Blue Bunny machine.
Shoot.
Like, in the cafeteria.
Nice.
Was it one of those ones with the suction hose?
Yeah.
Those things were cool.
And that's great.
I feel like a lot more of the money was in the entertainment of picking something rather than actually eating it.
Definitely. Yeah, you hit the button and just wait for the noise.
Yeah. the noise and the pseudo claw machine. And it drops it and kind of cracks the shell. Yeah. If you get a drumstick.
It's broken now.
What school did you guys go to? We had like...
I don't think mine was... Did we have one at...
I don't remember one at the high school.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think ours was at the high school rather than middle school.
Oh.
That I recall.
I never...
Or somewhere. I don't... Somewhere.
I never really went into that vending machine area.
I always bought Three Musketeers there because they'd sit in the machine for a while, and I found out that I liked old Three Musketeers more than fresh Three Musketeers. There was something to it.
Yeah, you can't eat Choco Tacos. I don't...
But there's no chocolate nougat in Choco Tacos. Okay. That's been aged for 3 months in a vending
crunchy?
Machine.
Does it get weird?
The freshness is a weird taste to me. I don't know what it is.
You give it time, it begins to ferment a little.
Yeah, exactly.
It's beautiful.
You get a nice buzz.
Yeah, just go to math class, just high on Three Musketeers. I was good to go.
Fantastic.
Nougat.
It's more like Bailey's encrusted in chocolate. Yeah.
That's something that should happen.
I'm pretty sure that does exist, that but should, in kind yeah, of like in the probably. Little, because I know there are Kahlua ones of that.
Bites.
Okay.
Yeah.
Little Bailey's Nougat Bites.
Mm.
Pretty sure that, yeah, that's got to be a thing. Like cream bites.
It could be good.
Possibly.
I would deal with that.
Katie, you could make those. Maybe.
That too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Make some Kahlua mousse. What were you talking about earlier? Mousse? Nutella mousse whip. Yep.
Kahlua mousse?
Kahlusa. Caboose.
Caboose.
Don't
eat the caboose.
No.
No.
Yeah, my vending machine habit that I had for a while was the potato skins, where it was like the...
The bacon cheddar.
Yeah, the bacon cheddar. That's what it was.
I had that kick for a while.
And
if that wasn't available, chili cheese Fritos.
Yeah, classic.
Though slightly more, like, I don't know what it is. I've never figured this out, but the Fritos bags, the chili cheese one is slightly smaller and slightly more expensive.
It's probably because Fritos are more dense. Like, I feel like they pack more into one bag than they can with the larger chips.
But they're tiny.
Fritos are tiny and curled, and so they compact better, and they support each other.
They don't break as easily as the potato chips.
No.
Because potato chips need more air in their bag. It's probably the same volume of chips. As a chip expert, I know
probably.
These things.
Yeah.
Talking Head bring you onto the History Channel.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
You sounded credible there.
Did I?
Yeah. It's all about confidence.
Just come into it confident. Yeah, sure. Sure.
That's what that weird hair alien guy always does.
Alien. He sounds like he knows.
Yeah, he knows.
He knows.
Not saying it's aliens.
No.
But it's aliens.
What? Oh, I don't really know anything about this. They just pulled me out of my cardboard box on the corner here.
No, that's his spaceship.
But I'm very I'm very confident.
I'm very confident that they knocked on the door of my spaceship and invited me in.
I interview well.
Adjust the tie that's not there.
Wow, this guy doesn't even need a tie. He must be really smart. It's all intellectual and quirky.
Well, if he's quirky, then he would get his own sitcom.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
What's another adjective?
Eccentric.
Over? Yes, eccentric. That's what it is.
We should make him a billionaire. He's eccentric.
Yes.
Is that all it takes? Sense.
Seems like it.
Shoot, I could do that.
But that is at their core. Like, I don't think they're putting on a show as much. Possibly.
We need to make a reality TV show where you can be a millionaire if you're authentically eccentric.
Just a bunch of crazies in a house.
Who's the real billionaire?
I would watch that.
That would be great. I feel like
who
I would.
Who is legitimately eccentric?
Yeah. I'm painting my house with egg whites.
They call eccentric just...
Like, they're just the off-the-wall people who are trying too hard. They're the people who just are not in touch with reality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throughout all of 7th grade, my sole means of transportation was hopping like a frog.
Is that a true story?
No, it actually, yeah, it is. My science teacher told me to stop one day because I was endangering people in the lab. I just hopped like a frog to every class.
Jake, I feel you're like our first contestant.
All right.
That's pretty eccentric. I mean, I like that. That's a good start.
I filled my shoes with mustard because I could tell that my feet were hungry.
Damn it.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Eccentric person versus eccentric person, and then like once one's eliminated, then they bring in another eccentric person.
It'd be great because they would have like the talking head segments, and everybody would think that everybody else was crazy. Like, what's up with this guy? He doesn't even know what's going on, and then he's like picking the bugs out of his hair and eating them while he's talking.
Yeah, it'd be fun to like have a camera in the green room while they're all watching the talking head thing go on. One person is just like, "What the hell's wrong with this guy?"
Yeah.
I mean, he's not even wearing a tinfoil hat. The aliens can hear all of his thoughts. I'd rather watch the green room than the talking heads.
I'd want to see the guy who looks completely normal, does nothing out of the ordinary, but he's just got like one thing that he does where everyone's like, oh, that's very eccentric. That's very eccentric. Why are you doing that?
He is totally cool with picking his nose at any time. Otherwise, you know, just the glasses, tie, nice white shirt. Just like, oh God, he's going to do it again. Don't do it. Though that's actually more like weird social horror movie.
Yeah.
I guess.
Or maybe he he's just engaged in a normal conversation with someone, and he gets to a certain vowel in a word, and then he just breaks into opera for 45 minutes.
Isn't that like Tourette's,
technically? No.
They would definitely have to be tested before the show started. To be like, the experts say he's eccentric, but he's not damaged in any way. So that, because that would be cheating.
Well, and it'd be the same kind of process like they have for reality shows at malls. So people just kind of flock to the mall, and they're all there in one concentrated area, and it's just this horrible explosion of awesome. At the same, because obviously they'd play off each other. They'd know, like they'd be able to ID another eccentric. And then it's just like, it'd grow and grow. And it'd be like American Idol's, you know, first few episodes where it's a lot of the interview process stuff.
I know eccentric, and you, sir, are not eccentric.
We're a full tuxedo, but I'd also have a Yu-Gi-Oh! Dual disc on at all times over top of the tuxedo.
Wait, that's not normal?
That's just cute. That's not eccentric. You're out of the competition.
You're adorable. Get out of here.
You only have 17 potatoes in your pockets. What the hell do you think you are?
You're just imitating Napoleon Dynamite. Get out of here.
I'm trying to come up with a defense of that. Hold on.
He got it from me.
No, I got nothing.
I'm the one who said Napoleon, get your own tops.
But to the real Napoleon, I was there.
I really want this show to happen, you guys. Like,
I really don't. This would be a horrible like there would be news coverage of this, like 17 injured in casting call.
It would
stabbed with potatoes.
It'd be good for like one episode.
Canceled immediately. Yeah.
Or not even that. They're just.
Well, the network would pull the plug. This would have to be a streaming exclusive because nobody would finance this. Or no network would. Possibly.
Yeah.
TBS. Yeah, maybe TBS.
It would be pretty funny.
I would like to see some of the challenges that they would have for them.
There need to be physical challenges.
Yeah, physical challenges.
But they have to be totally normal. Like, walk to the mall, and they'd all be like, oh, what? I can't do this.
I mean, I'm not allowed to segue.
Jeremy, it's your turn to make breakfast. We're making pancakes. Go.
So, we have...
Where are the lemons?
We have our 16 contestants and 17 different IKEA furniture sets. And go.
Normal people can't even do that.
I can do that. I just have a bunch of bonus pieces.
And a lopsided chair.
No, what you have to do, you have to overtake somebody else's project and incorporate it into your own.
Oh.
Because, I mean, everyone's going to have a hammer, so something's going to go wrong.
Hey, Walter, I don't know if you realize this, but that screw might have a microphone in it. You should probably leave the room.
Or somebody will try to attach something to themselves, like, I'm going to make myself better. Now I can hold CDs.
I'm making myself a functional exoskeleton so I can lift heavy things.
I am Tony Stark.
Are you sure you don't want me to graft a laser cannon on your chest?
I am IKEA, man.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
So James still hasn't moved.
He's not accepting food either. He's winning so far, He's really committed to this being shot and dead thing.
We've invited Charlie Sheen to judge one of our competitions, and he's conveniently joined the competition.
Well, at that point, it'd be like, well, the producers are totally rigging this whole thing. The second Charlie Sheen steps in.
Well, no, there would be the celebrity.
The most eccentric
there'd be the celebrity spinoff.
Yeah.
With Gary Busey?
Yes.
Busey?
I've seen him in real life.
No, really?
Yeah.
Does he look psycho?
It was at Venice Beach, and he was just sitting there smoking a cigar, watching these really athletic people doing, like, tricks on these rings.
Was he shirtless?
At the beach. He was wearing a track suit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That sounds right.
And at one point, they were like... they were trying to do a really fancy trick, and they didn't quite do it. And Gary Busey was like, "Close but no cigar,"
and then laughed at his own joke.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Oh,
if I
we
correctly.
Could invite new Amanda Bynes.
Oh, yep, ooh. Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah,
I feel like she's
kind of had her day.
Yeah, Amanda Bynes is the new Lindsay Lohan.
It's true.
In a way.
That's so sad.
She's looking pretty good.
She just loves surgery, guys.
She will only talk to you if you're attractive.
I mean, that
or
I understand.
So I hear.
But, you know, I miss her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drugs, man.
I never really watched anything that she was in after Nickelodeon, but still.
The Amanda Show was...
Amanda.
Bring in the dancing.
I never really liked her.
Oh,
I'm just gonna
really?
Say that.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Wow.
She was just sort of obnoxious.
I think that was her appeal.
I liked her in Hairspray. She was good there, but
she was adorably obnoxious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't really like her obnoxious thing in recent movies, but I liked it when she was like 13.
Yeah, she's a little kid, adorable, obnoxious.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
like that kid that you just want to punt, but she's like, let's see where this goes.
But if they had, like, a celebrity intervention for her, I would really hope that the dancing lobsters would be in the circle.
Bring in the dancing lobsters.
Like, you can even still see the fishing line and all that stuff. But it's holding a piece of paper. And it's also wearing glasses at this point. You can see that the lobster's aged a little bit.
I was just reminded of the bit from All That Pierre Escargot. That was good.
I hope that there's a super cut of that that you can include on one of your lists.
Woo. Where it's just like him laughing for 3 hours or something?
No, just a lot of his phrases all strung together.
I am 100% sure that exists on YouTube. It has to.
It better.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Pierre Escargot. All that season 3. Oh, that's full episode. Everyday Friend. Yeah. He laughs. They just have the individual. They don't have a super cut that I'm seeing yet. But this may be a project.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is our calling.
I do have a couple episodes.
One of us has to do this.
What was the cooking segment called where they loved chocolate so much?
Oh.
Oh, and they were like brother and sister, yeah. And...
Oh. I remember that one, but I don't remember what it was called.
I just remember them saying chocolate in unison, and then they'd get out their Hershey bottles and just
pour it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or sugar and coffee.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah.
Well, there was. I think that was might have been a different one.
That was a different one.
Oh, okay, that's the one I was thinking of.
Or the librarian. Quiet! This is a library.
Or Coach Creighton constantly being injured, falling out of trees
on Gullah Gullah Island.
Yeah.
I need to know.
Mary Beth Denberg's segment. What was hers called with the facts?
Vital information for your everyday life.
Vital information for your everyday
life. That was my favorite.
Right. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
I live my life by those.
Thank you. Okay, let's see.
That was good.
Oh, Cooking with Randy.
Nah.
Cooking with Randy and Mandy. Technically, there was an episode with Chris Farley, I guess.
Wow. That would be cool to see. I'd like to see that. Yes.
YouTube.
I remember being totally unimpressed, even as a kid, with all of the musical guests lip syncing. All of them did.
I turned it off at that
point. Me too. I changed the channel.
I wasn't interested in the music.
No, yeah.
I wanted the funny.
I never remembered that there were musical guests.
Oh, yeah.
Probably changed the channel, too.
Because it was just SNL for kids.
NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, they were all on there.
See, they don't include that on the stuff that you buy on iTunes, so...
Good.
For good reason.
Well,
be all sorts of, you know, royalties problems with that, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
That's true.
Adventures of Super Dude, lactose intolerant.
Super Dude, yeah.
Or,
and Good Burger, of course.
Yeah. Repairman, man.
Oh, the procrastinator.
Wow. Nostalgia.
Evil, but wonderful. And I assume...
Yeah.
Yep, things are sounding good?
Oh, yeah. We're well into happy territory there.
Well, then let's re-beverage for a second.
Beverage.
Okay. I like your background music. Can you sing like a coming in song? What am I trying to say?
Intro?
Intro, yeah. Yep, I'm trying to say intro.
Can you sing the TLC rap for the All That theme?
All That. Me and Jake got this. Yeah, we actually can read each other's lines.
No, what did you do to your life?
I
got
myself shaving. I didn't have any band-aids. I mean, I got attacked by a bear.
It's not as exciting as the monkey knife fight I was imagining.
It was more of a bear knife. I was trying to think, like, what can I say happened?
What would a bear need a knife for? Its whole body is, like, 10 times deadlier than a knife.
Probably.
At least.
What?
A bear.
Oh, bear.
It's just saying, a bear doesn't need a knife to be intimidating.
But it just be like,
I guess if it like taped the knife to its snout.
If you were like, you're already intimidating, and now you're holding.
Yeah, you're already a bear.
Like, you're actually scaling back.
Bear riding a shark, holding a knife. It's the scariest thing I can think of.
Maybe a bear holding a shark with the shark having knives for teeth.
Oh, I was gonna say, why would a shark?
Yeah, having knives for teeth, but then it also
also has a crossbow tongue.
A crossbow tongue?
See, I was thinking the bear shark thing. That was Home Star Runner. That
My baby got stole yet. By
Did
a bear holding a shark.
Jet propulsion.
Yeah, of course.
Did we watch What We Do Now?
What?
I didn't hear what you...
Home Star Runner.
Oh, yeah.
We
talked
about Home Star Runner last time.
That was my thing in middle
school. Bear with the shark.
Yeah. My baby got stole.
Guys,
by a bear holding the shark.
That's one of those websites I can keep going back to it over and over again, and I can just cycle through all the animations, all the emails. I don't get sick of them.
No.
And my favorite one is still probably the mini golf one. Though we did discuss that before.
Yeah, we did.
I liked Teen Girl Squad.
Teen Girl Squad.
Teen Girl Squad.
I made a bread tangle of pizza.
Did you really?
When did you make a bread tangle of pizza?
For a New Year's party. Yeah. No one knew what I was talking about, and I was so excited.
What's her face?
Corn chips are no place for a mighty cheerleader.
I quoted that the other day, and everyone looked at me like I was insane.
Oh, that's
and
too
I'm
bad.
Like, okay.
I was trying to put off writing my term papers at the end of the semester, and I just played Peasant Quest over and over.
Throw baby.
I don't think you can get all 150 points.
You can.
I think
you can get 151 points.
Really?
What?
Yes.
I've only ever gotten 141. Yeah, I don't know where the other 10 points are.
I will admit that after I beat it the first time and I got like 100, and I think I got 141 as well, I actually did go back, and there are a couple like really little minuscule things that don't make any sense and don't matter to actually complete it, but you can... Like, oh, you know, did you close the drawer in the cottage where you find the hoodie?
No.
Or the robe?
No, of course not.
Because you get a point, it's like, right. Look, you close a drawer, you're being nice, we'll give you a point.
I mean, that whole baby thing, you don't have to do any of that baby stuff in the first place. Like, you can get through and answer the people's questions in the cave.
True, but it's, I mean,
but,
you know,
yeah.
Throw baby and the baby also retrieves the sub.
She gets it gets the sub and the sandwich and the you get the pills for the baby.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of points around that baby.
And then trying to control the peasant as he's stuck in the pot.
Yeah.
It's not fair being a girl knowing this stuff because like I'll start singing Trogdor and no one knows what I'm talking about ever.
Except here.
I feel welcome here. I feel like I'm in a good place.
Burninating
the peasant. Burninating the countryside.
And the thatch roof cottages! Thatch roof cottages!
Nice. I've never been more happy.
Actually,
that was good
on
timing.
My,
yeah.
Let's see. I think I have the DVD around there somewhere. Brown DVD, it's one of those thinner cardboardy ones. I don't know if you see it immediately. I know that it appeared in one of the photos. Oh, which we need to do the posed one while I'm thinking about
no,
it.
No, I don't see it.
It's around there somewhere. Oh, I'll find it and all that fun stuff. But let's do
oh,
some.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
Yeah. Because they had like better sized versions of a lot of the puppet stuff. Like the puppets always showed up in the little mini screen, but they actually have full size for that.
All the
fantastic.
Short tunes, Teen Girl Squads, Marzipan's answering machines, puppet stuff, music videos, plus tons of bonus stuff.
Oh, hey, Marzipan.
Yeah, I still have my favorite answering machine one too. Where it's Strong Bad teaching Homestar how to make prank phone calls. All right, so let's do some fun promo pictures. There we go. And we also need like wacky ones so that we have something for the bonus. There we go. See, I just enjoy that. I just take random lots of photos, and hopefully some of them just might be in focus. And there we go. And now it's going crazy.
Oh no.
It's man with power.
Or those glorious.
The Declan smile.
I had a friend on my trip to China who smiled like this.
Oh.
Every single time. He just widened his mouth and showed all his teeth.
Was it?
He was trying to intimidate others. That's what chimps do. When they bare their teeth, it's not to smile. It's actually to intimidate. So.
Was it just a picture smile, or was it an all-the-time smile?
He didn't really smile a lot aside from pictures.
Oh. He's new at this.
Look at my teeth. I'm going to bite you with these.
Maybe he was smiling on the inside.
Probably.
Or he was a perfect candidate for the show.
Ooh, I like that
You
answer.
Should write him an email.
I would have to, because he's still in Shanghai.
Well, there you go.
So I can't...
In prison?
...call him. He's doing a study of some sort of...
In prison.
...carbon emissions or something. I didn't really listen when he was telling me.
Aww. That's why he doesn't smile. No one listens to him.
He was talking, but...
His voice is so deep, it's like... It's a lot
Barry
of work.
White-ish?
It's deeper than that. It's a lot of work listening to him, because you're like just so impressed by him that you have to think about. You have to actively listen.
Mm. Oh.
Oh, active listening.
Wow.
What?
He I suppose they're all doing studies on carbon emissions over there. Based on what you were describing.
They should be, because I was
dying.
Yeah,
all however many billion living in China, they're all doing it.
Yeah.
At once.
Human trials.
But they keep overlapping over each other, so nothing's really happening. But everyone's working on it.
Yeah. Possibly. So, pretty smoggy, huh?
Yep, it's just sad, because it's a beautiful city, and I could see myself living there if I could breathe. But I couldn't.
They just need to plug in a whole bunch of air purifiers all over the city.
Put them just on top of the buildings.
Or if you want to get a part in the show, just walk around with scuba gear above water.
I would want to wear the flippers, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's a full ensemble piece.
Dress up like Scuba Steve from Big Daddy.
No, I think it would just be, like, normal clothes, like the tie, like a business suit and everything.
Yeah.
But you also have the scuba gear over that and the flippers. So
goggles.
Yes. Yeah. You're ready for the business meeting, but you're prepared just in case that tsunami gets really far inland.
It's a possibility.
It's always a possibility.
You're always prepared.
Or if you're going to deal with merpeople.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Mm. It's like when Obama bows to the Chinese president. It'd be like that, because I'd be showing them that I'm culturally
sensitive. You respect them. You respect their sovereign positions of the water.
Got
you
it. Here we go.
Bring it closer to you.
Up
yeah.
to me.
There you
yeah.
go.
Fancy.
Yeah. You don't have to be as slouched over, so...
Posture
indeed.
Is important.
We can put books up top as well if you really want to.
Good for your vocals.
Well, I am training for Miss America. But
I knew it.
They told me I wasn't an eligible candidate.
The orange kept falling out.
That was close.
Falling out of where?
It almost fell on her beer.
But well, he's not really a miss, so...
I could change.
Just accentuating his features. Or maybe he's just like putting one randomly somewhere. Again, coming back to the eccentric show.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Oranges in your...
Or one. Just one.
Or,
just
one. Or orange.
right in the center.
Yep.
Everyone loves a uniboob.
It would have to be big, though, because I've got one of those chest divots. It wouldn't extend.
Grapefruit, then.
Mm. Yeah.
That's perfect.
Just a watermelon.
A square watermelon like in Japan.
Yes.
How do they make those?
They grow them in boxes.